this morning and for today's meditation and maybe for a few weeks. We are instructed by Buddha Maitreya. And these quotes come from the Mahayana Sutra Lamkara, which contains tremendous information about the path of being a human being, and how to bring forward the excellence of a human being so as to transform the world, basically. Within that is a lot of instruction on meditation and contemplation. So here the quote is pretty straightforward, that the wise person, so that is something to contemplate first and foremost, what constitutes a wise person? Do you consider yourself wise? And if one is wise, one will, of course, do what is, will produce more wisdom. But what will produce benefit to others, the environment, and because we are benefiting others and benefiting the environment, then we will automatically receive benefit. So that's an essence at what wisdom is. And so if we look at this, that inner stability of mind, so here is the foundation of shamatha. And of course, that inner stability of mind is going to serve us very well throughout our day. Establishing mindfulness and effort. So yes, thoughtfulness, mindfulness, self-recollectedness, these types of words hold us attentive through our day, hold us accountable through our day. And yes, that's going to require effort for quite some time, like millions of lives, until just like breathing, how we don't have to think about breathing, or we don't have to think about our heartbeat and make it work. So in the same way, for us to get to the point where that establish in mindfulness, establish in thoughtfulness, when that no longer requires effort, then we know that we have established ourselves. That contemplation and meditation are a source of happiness. Why? Because it's true. And because it is a direct experience. Contemplation, pondering, musing, contemplating, holding something in the expanded capacity of awareness mind, not in the reductive. Contemplation will bring us happiness because it will bring us understanding. It will expand our understandings as well. Meditation brings us happiness because it alone provides a direct experience of the greater spectrum of pure being. Mastery of the superknowledges and stations. Superknowledges is all intuitive and para, beyond intuitive or transcendent intuition, that kind of thing. But all intuitive forms of knowing is what superknowledges has to do with. And then, you know, keep upping that, keep maturing that into, again, para is a Sanskrit word, beyond, transcendent. Stations is stages. Stages of superknowledge, stages of meditation, stages of being, stages of, a samadhi, and then carrying that into, again, more and more refined, mature, expanded, empty experiences and truth of being. And then finally, then Maitreya states that all good practices, all of these would be good practices because they bring goodness to you, goodness to others, goodness to our environment. We are increased in our goodness, in our lightness of being, in our vibration becomes lighter, less dense, less coarse, all these kinds of things. So all good practices should be known as distracted, concentrated, and both. So yes, we know that. We know that every time we go to sit down for meditation, that there can be distraction, there can be some concentration, some one-pointedness, some clarity. And then there can be a combination of both through our sitting time. And similarly so, off the cushion, in the rest of the 23 hours of our day, absolutely, we are distracted very easily. We can call ourselves to concentration and acuity, to truth of being, when we remember to do that. And so our day is a combination of both. We smile. There's so many great teachers and so many great teachings. Humanity has been, what, blessed. Blessed for millions of years with excellence of instruction and guidance. Why we still struggle so much is a contemplation, I guess. We smile, we breathe, sit well, feel everything. Now imagine that peace, that excellence, all through the day. Imagine that. It is possible, because if you just experience that even for half a second, it means it's already what you are. You didn't buy it. You didn't cajole it. You didn't turn on a TV for it. It is you. Because it is you, and because you just experienced what you did, even fleetingly, of excellence, serenity, simplicity, that experience tells you, you are that. And so when we go through our day and we are distracted and not engaged fully and with effort in our good practices, then all we have to do is call ourselves back. Call ourselves back. Be concentrated again. It's actually very simple. So again, we smile, feel everything, the skin, the air, whatever it is that you're feeling. Take a moment and wish goodness for all beings, just as you in this moment have the leisure and the luxury of goodness. Then open your eyes, choose one of the first three lines, inner stability of mind, established in mindfulness and effort, don't forget the effort part, source of happiness, one of those three. Become that, meditate with it, and try to be that. And if you can't, then contemplate it, but give it at least 5 minutes of meditation, breathing, and meditating. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. And we breathe into the world, our sitting, and everything within it, all its qualities, its aspirations, its efforts. Carry your stability, your mindfulness, your effort into the world, and may you experience happiness and give it to others as a result. Love you all. Create your day.